USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
America's Secretary of State defending the U.S. action to target an Iranian military commander and kill him with an airstrike at the airport in Baghdad, Iraq.
Enormous in the short term in terms of the imminent attack that Qasem Soleimani was plotting, but also highly risky. Doing nothing in this region shows weakness. It emboldens Iran.
Iranian leaders are promising harsh retribution against the U.S. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants the White House to brief Congress on the airstrikes. Congress opens for business today. Senate leaders expected to address the next steps after the House impeachment of President Trump, fulfilling a constitutional requirement on this day. The House will formally gavel in, but most members won't actually return until next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign is exceeding its goal in fundraising. The campaign reporting this morning that it raised $21.2 million in the final 3 months of 2019. Well, the first winter storm of the year in the eastern U.S., first storm of the year, will produce a lot more rain than snow or ice, as it's already setting off flash floods in parts of the south, like Jackson, Mississippi, where over 4 inches of rain flooded streets and stranded vehicles last night. Heavy rains will soak much of the south and the east today, well up into upstate New York as well as central New England. The first meteor shower of the year will be lighting up the sky tonight, the Quadrantids meteor shower. I don't know, I think I might not have said that right, but it'll be putting on a show from late tonight into Saturday morning. The website Earth Sky says it will be at its best from 2 a.m. to dawn on Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Congress is just reopening for business at this hour. Senate leaders expected to address next steps after the House impeachment of President Trump. Members of the U.S. House will not return to Capitol Hill until Monday. In what many call a challenge to the Trump administration, several drug makers are increasing their prices. John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices, despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had told New Yorkers to stick it to Domino's by patronizing local pizza places after he said Domino's raised the price of pizza in Times Square on New Year's Eve that normally would have been $15 up to $30. Well, Domino's now says they had to charge more. They were delivering to people unable to leave where they were for New Year's Eve because of tight security, and that extended the process of delivering those pizzas. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.